It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Never ride the lonely road, above all at sundown, for dusk is when the little men melt into the mountains. Melt into the mountains.
Did I tell you I met Vincent Price one time?
Yes.
I was very young, and all of a sudden I heard the voice from whatever would become Thriller going to my grandfather. Hello, Frank. It's so good to see you again. And then my grandfather said, this is my son Darren, to which Vincent Price said to me, I'm going to eat your soul.
Did he really say
no,
that?
No, that's not what he said. But that's what, you know, that's what I dream of. Like, he said, well, hello there, Mr. What did you say his name was? Because, you know, Vincent Price was way more important than my grandfather was.
Well, Vincent Price was...
Vincent Price, he's no, Vincent Price.
Your grandfather was important, but in ways that people didn't know. I mean, listen, he was on the Moving On Up TV show.
The Jeffersons.
He was on the Jeffersons. He was on Fernwood Tonight.
He was on Fernwood Tonight. Later became America Tonight.
Yeah. He wrote songs that people know. They just don't know he wrote them.
Yes.
And he wrote the Brady Bunch theme song. That alone makes him more important than most people in Hollywood today.
Not Vincent Price.
No. I get it. I'm not saying...
And I'm just telling you, when Vincent Price says, hello, and then, hello, little... What'd you say his name was? I mean, come on. I mean, you know.
Yeah. No, I get it.
He was eating Chinese. Well, we were at a Chinese restaurant.
Right. You were at a Chinese restaurant. It's not like he just had a...
He was just walking the streets of Burbank, California,
eating
going,
Chinese
hello, little good, nom, nom, nom. That actually would have been creepy. Like, that would actually have been right up Vincent Price's alley.
Kind of would have been, yeah. So, this is the Darren Copeland Experience. That's Darren Copeland. I'm Big Fuzz.
Thank you for being that.
You're very welcome.
Someone's got to keep me in line. I'm sorry they just can't keep me in line right now.
Well, we're gonna regroup a little because... Because you really are right now, and I told you this off the air. I said, right now, your head is like a cat, and the whole world is a laser pointer.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
But oh, go get it! I gotta get it!
We're gonna regroup. We're gonna regroup because it's a topic that you can talk about, that you love, the world baseball thing.
Laser pointers and their effect on feline society?
The world baseball thing. World Baseball Classic.
So Japan, they're good. Venezuela, we don't know yet. Dominican Republic, we don't know yet.
Yeah, see, this is...
crud.
No, this is the kind of baseball music.
This
I
is crud
no,
with
not.
An app.
Nope.
This is what you get when you squish crud and app together.
I love this.
Crud
music.
App.
This is good old fashioned American baseball.
He's
music.
Making this up as he goes along.
I don't care. It's fantastic.
I'm sitting here watching baseball. No one's playing baseball. They're snoozing in the locker room.
So wait a minute. You're all fired up about the World Baseball Classic, and yet at the same time, you're going to belittle America's pastime, but for some reason, you feel the need to talk soccer all the time, who no one actually is playing in the United States.
Rubbish! Woo! Just kidding. No, it's not that I don't like soccer. It's not that I don't like baseball. It's not that I don't like that U.S. baseball. I think that listen, the problem with U.S. baseball is the fact that everyone here wants to call it a pastime.
It used to be a pastime.
It's not a pastime.
Used to be.
Do you want to know how to speed up the game?
I don't care. I don't want to speed up the game.
Do you know how to speed up the game? Okay.
I don't want to speed up the game.
So I'm just telling you, the commissioner of baseball has been talking with the Players Association about how to speed up baseball.
Right.
Do you know how you speed up baseball? Stop calling it a pastime. Start calling it a game. Start calling it something we got to get over with.
Oh, so you want to put baseball on a clock?
Nobody puts baseball on a clock.
Well, I mean, you're pointing to your wrist like you want to put it on a clock.
No, but...
You can't...
Maybe put, like a sundial.
It's not a timed game. It is a... It's specifically built...
I agree.
To play as long as it plays.
But it's not a pastime.
A game, you're still not
going to... So when I would go to baseball games in Venezuela... And I can tell you, mm-hmm. that the United States loves baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Not even nearly as much as Venezuela loves baseball.
I think that's wrong.
No, I'm
you
telling
just you, said they love two things more than anything, Miss Universe and beer or gas or something.
No, cheap gas.
Cheap gas and Miss Universe.
See, but baseball is kind of like how God and Catholics is. I mean, that just goes above it. I mean, okay, four things. The Venezuelans love four things. Okay, five things. They like arepas. They like cheap gasoline.
They like what?
Arepas.
Like masa and cheese.
Oh, okay.
Okay, no, it's that okay. Is, so it's
arepas.
So it's
arepas.
Okay, should
you
I
say arepas?
No, because that's not how it's pronounced.
Well, but on the other way, it sounds really, really illegal.
All right, so maybe I should probably just call them empanadas.
Yes,
it's something.
Call them
it's something different. Well, they like their corn-based, you know,
pastry food.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay.
Delicious.
Okay. They love their cheap gas.
Yes.
Okay. They love their Miss Universe.
Okay.
Tied for the most Miss Universes.
Okay, got that.
If a Miss Universe does not from Venezuela, if a Miss Venezuela does not finish in the top 10, take her out back.
Okay. So that's...
Well, and in this economy, that's what they serve to the next one.
That's three. Don't get
baseball.
Don't get sidetracked.
Baseball.
Okay.
Baseball.
That's four.
Baseball. That's four. I said the four things.
You said five.
God. Catholics. God. They're God.
Okay.
So they pray to God to go hope that their baseball team wins enough so that they can get the cheap gas that they need in order to send their daughters to get their breast implants so they can become a Miss Venezuela so that they can become a Miss Universe so that they... What?
No. You just keep going.
And that's the house that Jack built.
Okay. I have no response to that.
Well, you have a lot of no responses, man.
Well,
what, are you a politician?
No,
I'm so sorry. No.
Tonight you
okay.
are.
Well, listen, I wasn't supposed to work today. I thought we were having a one-day work week, so it's 2 weeks. Because CSU had to get a bye in there for, okay. I mean, come on, man. So now we're working 100% more.
Yes. And we were talking about.
The World Baseball Classic.
World Baseball Classic, and you had to diss on American baseball music for some reason. Like, you can't just let it be. What it is, you
no,
have to be like,
okay.
No, we've got to play this.
So in Venezuela,
Latino
so okay, so Venezuela, okay,
knows.
So in Venezuela,
yeah,
or in Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
U.S. we call that,
yes,
okay, Mexico,
uh huh,
okay, Dominican Republic.
You're naming countries. I can
I'm just
do
telling
that.
You. Though, in
what
those
about
four,
those? Yeah.
Those four countries were those baseball, Latin baseball.
Sure.
Do you know what they have between innings? Do you know what we have between innings?
We have music between innings.
No, we have some guy trying to run in from center field to try and put a base in. Do you know what they have?
A butt jiggling contest.
Yes.
So they put
for
it,
real ah! money.
We have a kiss cam.
No, let me tell you something.
What about the president
there
races?
Is not...
Yeah, we have president's races, and I've seen it in person. We have monkeys on dogs.
Not in baseball, we don't.
But yeah, I've seen it at Coors Field.
No, because it's impossible to get a monkey and a dog and then get them out there to do their act and then get them out there in a minute and 42 seconds, which is what it is
seen,
between baseball.
Okay, first of all, take a breath.
But it's between innings
you're
is what I was
talking so fast. Relax. We still have an hour to go. You don't have to get
da-da-da-da-da-da.
I have seen a dog and a monkey on the field in the seventh inning stretch.
Until you've seen 10 women... doing a contest about jiggling butts.
You've not seen
entertainment. Maybe.
I've even seen a dog and a monkey run across the outfield during a pitching change.
At the same time?
No, the monkey was on the dog. Like riding it like a
horse. It would have been more interesting if the dog was on the monkey.
Well, no, would have had to have been a small dog.
Or a really large monkey.
Or a large monkey. At this point, we just call them chimps or orangutans.
Do you know what I call them? Great apes. I do. What?
So, the World Baseball Classic is underway, and apparently the United States isn't playing for a week. Like, I think our first game is Friday. I'm really trying to muster up some interest for this thing, but it is hard.
You and MLB baseball.
It is hard for me to get interested in this thing when the only team that I even remotely have any interest in doesn't play for a week after the contest starts. That would be like having the Summer Olympics, but no Americans get to participate for the first week. Like, we're just going to let all these other countries do their thing, and then we're going to let the Americans come in and play. Like, I'd never watched the first week. Why wouldn't you have the United States playing earlier? That just makes no sense to me.
So you do realize that there is this thing in the United States called spring training. And so, you know, in spring training, what happens is, you know, the U.S. American guys and the guys from, you know, like Dominican Republic and all these other places, you know, all of them are taught, you know, where do they, you know, go to, you know, get limbered up for this summer pastime.
It's, right, I'm
you know,
familiar spring with spring training.
Okay. Yeah. So that's where they're at. They're at spring training.
We had this exact conversation like a week and a half ago, or a week ago. And I said, why would they do the World Baseball Classic right when these teams are having spring training? You're like, oh, no. They kind of approach this like spring training. I'm like, so these
would you
players
are
going
would
to
you rather
training?
Have your guys warming up for the season by playing against minor leaguers from Pata, or would you rather have them playing against the best guys in the world in front of a raucous crowd?
Fine.
And which includes plenty, and I say plenty of butt shaking.
That's fine. Do that, have them warm up, but then don't use the excuse as to why they can't play because they're in spring training. It's one or the other. You cannot have both.
Well, they
things.
Want the Asians to come here. I mean, they want the Asians, so they have China and Cuba, who doesn't have any Major League Baseball players who are playing, and of course, South Korea and the Netherlands, who are sort of in the same boat, are playing way out east. So that's where they are.
And by out east, you mean?
China, South Korea, one of those two. It's so all Mexico.
They're playing.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.